I think we just start by pressing record.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's been happening?
You're listening to Sad Party! Is that good? Good answer?
Sad Party for losers! So we...
This is episode one. Is that right?
It is, yeah. So were you doing indoor cricket or outdoor cricket?
Well, it was indoor.
Indoor.
Because it was raining.
So it's even worse than normal.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. Who the fuck's listening to this? No one's listening to this.
No one's listening to this at all. I'm going to try and find a pen.
I'm going to hit subscribe. And that'll be... I'll listen to it and I'll make probably you listen to it. And you won't even want to listen to it.
I've only got pencils, no pens, because I'm seven. All right. You know what? I'm going to do the quiz. Let's do the quiz. That sounds like fun.
You have two infants in your family and you're still the fourth smartest.
That's true. It goes, the youngest is the one who... is really special, and then Max, and then the wife, and then me.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask you some questions, Mitch. If you flew directly north... Oh, this is... I'm going to do the quiz. This quiz is from... When's it from? Yesterday. Wednesday, December 12th. Quiz.
All right.
Yeah. If you flew directly north from Cyprus, which country would you reach first? I'm going to make a point of not looking at these answers until...
From Cyprus?
Cyprus, yeah.
And your plane. Are you flying it with your fat fucking fingers?
I'm not flying it.
For those who don't know, Deo is actually a licensed pilot and he can actually fly planes, but he has the hands of some sort of, like, a fat dish hand with, like, sausages hanging off the end of it. And I don't know how he even flicks the toggle switches. He needs, like, one of those... He needs, like, a fucking...
Like a dialing,
flying wand. A
dialing wand like Homer. Answer the stupid question.
From Cyprus, you'd end up in... I think Cyprus is some fucking Greek country.
I think it's south of Greece. I'm going to go Greece. So I'm going to put...
You'll also end up in... Well, Greece.
Yeah.
Which is coincidentally what's coming out of your forehead.
We're both wrong. End up in Turkey.
So, why the fuck would you want to fly north from Cyprus?
I have no idea. Alright. Question two.
Right.
Which scientist wrote the 1976 book, The Selfish Gene? I feel like I should actually know this one, but I don't.
The Selfish Gene.
The Selfish Gene, yeah.
Is it the Levi 501?
G-E-N-E.
The Selfish Gene. Who's Gene Hackman?
I used to work with a guy named Gene, and he stole someone's lunch out of the fridge.
Everyone's got their lunch in the fucking fridge with labels on it saying fuck off Gene.
It's a guy that used to work with me, I reckon. He wrote The Selfish Gene. Like, Gene's an arsehole.
I don't know. I fucking don't know. I don't know the answer to any of these questions so far. Is it
I don't know either. I think
I assume it's someone called
I feel like it might be
Leonard. Leonard.
Oh, I was almost going to say Richard Dawkins, but only because now that I've seen the answer I know it's Richard Dawkins. Alright,
well, that's not a good start for either of us.
We're seriously useless. Maybe if we actually read the paper or knew anything, we'd probably be okay. I got the papers to get the quiz, and I got them, and the wife goes, oh, yeah, so you can read the paper. I took out the quiz page and just threw the rest in the bin. And she goes, why don't you read the paper? And I'm like, oh, no, it's just...
Why?
I don't know.
Torturous, absolutely torturous.
Why sit still for more than a few minutes?
I wonder what Nicole Kidman's doing today, like...
Like, if I sit still for more than a few minutes, I'll just fall asleep. Alright, hey, question number three.
Okay.
Idi Amin was president...
Who?
Idi Amin was president...
Pretty fucking stupid name.
...of which country from 1971 to 1979?
Idi Amin.
Idi Amin. That's before both of us were born. I think... I know he was a dictator somewhere.
He sounds like a dictator, doesn't he? Like, you would... You wouldn't want to, like, you wouldn't want to fucking piss him off. I'd be like, Eddie Armin's kind of, you know, he wants everyone to fucking wear the same clothes. Maybe he's, like, a communist.
Yeah, some sort of communist dictator. Eddie Armin, I'm going to guess, it'll be somewhere,
I feel like the people have beards. The people have definitely have beards in this country.
I was going to say Turkey, but they've already had Turkey, so I'm going to say Turkey.
I'll say Iran, because it sounds very Iranic.
Sounds Iranic?
Iran? Yeah, it's like a term. Yeah, it's a scientific term for Iran way of thinking. Like, if you're from Iran and you think this way, it's Iranic.
Yeah, it's that Alanis Morissette song about Idi Amin.
Isn't it Iranic?
Uganda.
Oh, yeah. Righto.
Why do we know none of these?
Who the fuck would know where Idi Amin lives?
My dad would. Older people would. Anyone who's not an idiot would, I guess.
Did you know, funny bit of trivia, your dad's the only person with fatter hands than you.
That's a good point. Good point. Number four. Aladdin Sane was a highly successful album for which iconic musician?
What? Know. Aladdin?
Aladdin Sane. Like Aladdin Insane, but with Aladdin. It sounds to me...
I don't fucking know, actually.
I don't know. No idea.
Wait, Aladdin... What is it?
Aladdin
Does Sane. Does it have a year?
What?
A no, year doesn't have a year.
No.
Oh, yeah. It would be from... Like something in the 80s, some yeah, like it sounds CCR, like, not even CCR, like CCR era, yeah. Maybe like a Fleetwood Mac type group. Look
for close, oh, sort of close. David Bowie.
David Bowie and Fleetwood Mac are pretty much the same fucking thing.
Exactly the same. All right.
David Bowie's very fucking interesting. He's a very interesting man.
He was very unique.
How much heroin do you reckon he had in kilos?
I don't know, but I heard he shagged Mick Jagger.
Nice. Like when they made that fucking weird song. Remember when they made that song? Fuck, what song was it? Dancing in the... Oh, what was that? They had a fucking song together, yeah.
Jeez,
I don't remember what it is. And the fucking other person that's not us that's listening to this is going, you fucking retards, I know what song it is.
But someone's just screaming at us.
Screaming. They're probably driving in traffic screaming the fucking name of that song into the... Exactly. Into the yeah, and no one's hearing it at all. All
right. Question five.
Right.
If you know this, I don't want to continue the quiz at all. The Shahrukh sisters won which reality TV series in 2017?
The Shahrukh sisters?
Yeah. I don't know that, and I'm glad I don't know that.
Shahrukh?
Yeah.
It'd be like American Idol for Turkish people, wouldn't it? Like some sort of... Like Turkey's Got Talent.
Wouldn't that be Turkey Idol?
Turkey's Got Talent.
All right.
They're, no, they're magicians. They're, all right. Magicians, so, Turkey's Got Talent.
So we'll toss it up between Turkish Idol and Turkey's Got Talent. Let's see. Oh, close. Family Food Fight.
Wait, they had the best food fight? Like they go around filming everyone's different food fights.
Definitely.
Is that right?
I have no idea. I'm glad I don't know.
That's the show. Like they go around filming people having food fights.
I hope so. Alright.
Do you reckon families like break up on that show as well? Like I've never seen it. Do you reckon there's like full have Barneys, like someone throws a fucking sandwich at their like bit, like he's a bit of a overweight crazy uncle and he has a heart attack and dies on the set.
It might be poor families fighting over food.
Like some sort of death match over
it's family food
over
fight.
Some sort of
and just fighting over who gets the food. Alright. Number six.
Here's a bowl of risotto. Let's punch on for it.
I think we're definitely too stupid for this. All right. Which city... Oh, sorry. No. Which country shares the longest border with Yemen?
Oh. With Yemen?
Yeah.
Is this like the Middle East edition of the fucking Herald Sun quiz?
It is. Yeah, it's the Middle Eastern times. I think...
You're a bit geographical, aren't you?
I seriously don't know anything about
it. Well, you've got to fly. You'll have to fly there one day.
Yeah, but at the moment, I fly from Melbourne, Moorabbin to Turin and back, and that's it. I'm like an Uber driver.
an Uber driver in the sky.
I reckon...
What's your rating?
What?
What's your Uber rating?
Oh, I get 1 star.
Sky Uber.
Scuba. And that's the underwater one. Yeah, Scuba.
That's for the Russian dudes in the submarines.
Yeah. I went for a trip on the Kursk. 1 star. I'm still at the bottom. All right. Country shares the longest border with Yemen. I don't know. Syria? Isn't Syria small? Maybe I'm completely wrong. I don't know.
Iraq. I'll go Iraq. It has to be Iraq.
Saudi Arabia.
Ugh. Dear, oh dear.
Yeah. All right. Number seven.
We're fucking terrible at this, by the way. Absolutely terrible.
So far, we're 0 for 6.
And you've seen the answers.
Yeah.
That's how fucking stupid you are.
I wrote the quiz.
No, I don't remember this one.
Number seven. Which city... You should know this.
Why?
Because you play cricket. Which city was selected the host of the 2028 Summer Olympics?
Do they have cricket? How the fuck would I know that? Cricket's not the fucking Summer Olympics, you idiot.
I don't know.
You're the fucking stupidest person I know.
Well, you're equally stupid. We're 0 for 6.
It'd have to be...
Probably 0 for 7.
Fuck, I don't even know where it was this year, man.
Isn't it... Dubai?
You fucking know the answers.
I haven't looked at the answers yet. All right. Well, I'm calling it that I don't know it.
So Dubai?
Nah, it's the opposite of Dubai. It's Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's fucking close. And what are they going to do? Fucking race homeless people?
I think so. All right. Number... Oh, God, they... This is seriously the worst quiz. We should just delete this one.
This is a fucking bad podcast. This is our first one, and this is a fucking disaster.
Number eight. As at 2018, which country has won the Constellation Cup netball tournament the most times?
Australia.
Well, I think Australia's the only country that plays netball, so I'm going Australia.
Any good.
Oh, Australia.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Fucking got one! Come on, Aussie, come on. Come on.
Alright.
Alright, next one.
Number nine, true or false? Beef is one of the main ingredients in traditional Yorkshire pudding. I think it's true. And I want some.
No, I'm fuck you, I'm going false. You're dumb. False. I'm going false.
False. Yeah,
yes!
You're right. I am fuck, dumb.
I'm smart.
What's the, there's
another, I'm so smart to fucking realise that you're
stupid. There's another one that's got meat in it. I can't remember what it is. One of them's got meat in it.
It'd be haggis.
Some sort of pudding's got meat. Oh, I'm thinking of pies. I think I'm thinking of pies.
Like a meat, some sort of meat pie.
Yeah, yeah, there's meat, 420 meat puddings. Alright. Number 10. Judd Apatow married which famous actress in 1997 and is still married in 2018 to her?
Judd
Apatow. He's the one who made all the Happy Gilmore movies and stuff.
Didn't Adam Sandler make them?
No, Judd Apatow didn't.
He's like their mate.
Yeah, I think he's like... He's the one that knows how to point the camera. Adam Sandler's on
the... Oh, okay, right. Yeah. Yeah, so he would have married in 97. I don't really know famous people. Like, I don't...
See, I think it. I can do all right in the quiz as long as there's nothing about famous people, geography, sport, religion, or politics. Basically.
Anything else is right in your wheelhouse.
If I ask you a question about sandwiches or something, then I'm fine. But everything else...
Well, you got the pudding question wrong. I thought that...
I know.
He married, who's like...
Famous actress in 97.
I don't think she's that famous, but I don't know.
Well, he's not married to Jennifer Aniston. She's the only actress I can think of from the 90s.
I thought of Nicole Kidman before, and that's all I can still think of. Maybe Kylie... No, she's...
Not Kylie Minogue, she's a singer.
Yeah, she's a singer. Fuck, a famous actress in 97. Dude, I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Drew Barrymore.
Leslie Mann.
I know Leslie Mann.
Yeah, so do I. I didn't know he was married to him.
Oh, God.
All right. I think we both know this one. Number 11. In 2018, who stepped down as the face of Maya after 12 years?
Jennifer Hawkins.
I think it's Jennifer Hawkins.
Girl?
Jennifer Hawkins it is.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jen. God bless you.
Number 12.
Right.
Who was the only Australian to win the Pot Black TV snooker tournament?
What?
Who was the only Australian to win the Pot Black TV snooker tournament?
Oh, Gary Kettle. He called the pot black. And that's it. And then our one listener has shut off. That's it. I don't know.
I don't know any snooker players. There's one Aussie snooker player called... that I know of. His name's Eddie Charlton or Charles Eddie or... Eddie Charles, something like that.
Either Charles Eddie or Eddie Charles.
Eddie Maguire. Eddie Maguire won the pot black
Triple M's hot breakfast with Eddie Maguire.
Yes!
It actually is.
Eddie Charlton. Well, that's...
I'm very fucking impressed. That's
all 12, surprised. All 12 questions.
Is that it?
Out of 12, we got 3 each, so we're equally as stupid as one another.
Well, now we're in a crossword. The crossword would be good for the podcast, wouldn't it?
Alright, so... On the December...
Are we actually doing the crossword?
No, we're not doing the crossword. On the December 12th one, on Wednesday, December 12th, we got 3 out of 12.
Well, that's a fucking great start.
Might as well kill ourselves.
That's... What, is that together? Like, we both got the same ones right and wrong?
You got the Yorkshire pudding one, and I got...
Let me just be fucking real with you for a second.
Yeah.
Because... of the Yorkshire pudding one and just being true or false. And I just went the opposite to you. That was really... That's a guaranteed one. So really, we got 2 out of...
I'm surprised we didn't both still get it wrong.
Oh, man.
Well, I think that's enough for that one.
Yeah. Well, cool. Thanks for listening to the podcast, if you did. Well, I'm probably just thanking myself, really.
Just... sitting there on our own listening to this crying.
I feel this podcast to be good, like, I feel like if you're like an FBI agent and you were torturing some sort of terrorist and you wanted them to, you know, spill the beans. Because they couldn't listen to it for much longer. I feel like the ear, like your ears would just bleed listening to how terrible this is.
Oh, Jesus. Well, we're equally as useless.
Should we have an outro? We don't have an outro song or anything. It's just going to stop.
Not at all. I really don't want you to sing.
How long do you want?
I really don't want you to sing at all.
You're listening to Sad Party. May you weep into your hands.